This morning we shall turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 16. The book of Proverbs chapter 16. And I'll read verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. This morning, I want us to think about man on God's righteous scale. Man on God's righteous scale. And I'm praying, but here I'm going to say, So to begin with, I will try to explain the verses, and afterwards I will try to see some observations, then we come to a conclusion. So all the ways of a man, you know, by God's own design in his creation, when he made man a living soul, he endowed man with a heart which desires, which longs after many things, and also gave the mind which have so many thoughts. So as a man desires, then he thinks. That's how we are. As we desire, then we think. As we desire, we tend to fulfill our desires, then we take actions also. So you see, there are three things. We desire, whoever desires things, and he thinks, and how he can bring that desire into our completion. And also, as he has finished thinking about what he desires to do, he puts it into action. So you see, that's what we are. When a man became a living soul, that's what a man does. Man is a thinking being, an acting being. If a man stops desiring, he will stop thinking. If you feel like, try, stop desiring things, you will stop thinking. You will never think again. So long as we desire and think, we have many actions to take. And the course of actions that one takes are the many ways of a man's life. The number of actions you take in your life, the things that you want to do, that's the many ways the verse is talking about. All the ways of a man. The many things you think, you desire and you think about that you want to do, that's your way of life. So all the ways of a man are all the courses of life a person takes in this life. And all these courses of life are perfect in his. And I mean, if nobody will take a course of life or a course of action, they ask him, say, I'm wrong and I'm doing it. I mean, that person maybe is not sane. Everybody will tell you, I know what I'm doing, I've thought through, no matter what I desire, and it's the best. And he or she continues, whether he has enough information or not, he desire and continues to what? Do what he does. So it follows that everything we do, there is a burden of morality. Because before we desire and think, we at least come into some thought of, is it right or wrong? I mean, that we don't just think and do. We think, will it be appreciated? Those who see it, will they like it, or will it be good for me, or bad for me, or for others? That's what we do. Yeah, can I say? Yeah, we go nipano oma nipa be your catch as for no oma na kuma or they pet in your mother, don't you ma or they don't know ma. And now, Samsung Maya Junior or the Jane in your mouth or Missima over to me, I am the winner. No, Jim, who we are, or share just over here. And I've made me make us a Tinipa Apostle a pen your mass of Vinya, no Jim, who is Obignano. Now I shall see each one among Christmas. I'm your man now, or pen, and your man now, or Jim, who to me, and the Abana Bravo. And they are going to say, I'm your way, I'm your bad Jane, you know what? Open over you now, I know. And yeah, Nipa Bravo, as I see so. And the Akai verse, I say, Nipa Pania, I see when you know, and she said, Nipa Abravo, and name is Obey, one of Grand, you obey us, and then Nina and the friends, Akaya Nipa Faso. Nipa Bravo, and only Akaya already or Faso.
na Bible no say say that no man nipa to nipa bi ade obegbe mo obeye bi anofi say e answer no e fi say answer no obeye no odwin say eye anan ni ono abeya mana na enye mo no angata na say nipa wo ni nche abeya mo mo na enye mo e no odwin hu answer why on fiti ase professor me ye na me ga say obi bi a on dwin say aye ade no oni say enye no aye no na bi na na dwin a friend said you are not enye oni say eye ma no even odi bo na ko ni say obi nya so faso o or ya de enye kra na ofi say bi anye no say obi nya so faso eye ma no ti no e be bi anye ma o. So everything we weigh, whether it's right or wrong. So from our text, we are told that all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, meaning every person approves his own lifestyle as good. The course of life, whether it's not good for others, he thinks it's good for himself, then he takes on and he moves on. He lives by that. But because we are naturally blinded to our own faults, why are we blinded to our own faults? It's because of our own sinful heart and mind. Because we are blinded to our own faults, I mean, and we don't see our own bodies, we claim to see that whatever we do is good. Because even if there's some bad thing about it, maybe God benefit us, we don't want to, I mean, accept that it's wrong. But why, I mean, are we blinded to our own faults? It's because of our sinful heart. As the Bible tells us that those who are in sin, they are vain, their imaginations and their foolish hearts are always darkened. I mean, because they are like this, their imagination, their thinking is vain, it's empty when compared to what God requires of them. And their foolish heart, whatever they desire, is in foolishness because of sin. Romans 1:18 tells us that. You know, the heart is the chief architect of all actions. As we have seen, it's where the desire comes. You see, as I've sometimes ago, the heart is not that which comes blood. I'm sure we are all aware. The heart is where our desires come from, where we long to have things, or where things that we want to, even have in this world come from. So the architect of all our actions is the master plan of everything. But as I said, the darkness of our hearts and the vain imaginations of our mind. The Bible also tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart that is supposed to give us the things that we shall think about and do, the Bible tells us, is deceitful. This heart is deceitful. Our heart is deceitful. Meaning that we can desire something so good for ourselves, but our heart will cover the bad thing, the bad side of it, so we will not be considered. And it is why it is desperately wicked. There's many people think that it's not so. Our heart is desperately wicked. They say, who can know it? Bible ni says ya kuma na ye de pe enioma na ebetu ya dwen wa ye no Bible say e dada fo na e san so say e ye bonye ni pa kuma ni e bonye fo so say etumi ma etumi e pe enioma a e beti ye e so I don't know dey na say e chire be wie no na nya de pa adada ya kuma no e pa de a en bua ye go. So it says that when we try to be the judge of our own actions, we are prone to judge wrongly. See that a man thinks down and says that, oh, what I'm doing is right, and he ends there. It's very wrong, because our mind, we are told, is desperately wicked. Our heart is desperately wicked. And also, as we read in Romans 1:18, they are vain in their imaginations. Our thoughts are vanity, naturally, by sin. By coming to the world without, God dealing with us and having us be washed from our sins, and in our natural state, our imagination are vain. The best thought, somebody might say, oh, but this is about technology and other. Yes, but what we say is vain, because those things might not have to do any good for you. It will be good for the world, but not for your soul as such. So in other words, but our deceptive heart and the defiled conscience have caused all this harm for us. All that we will not be able to judge aright is because of our heart. All that we are not able to think aright is because of our conscience also, which is vain. So desperately wicked and what? Defiled conscience. And yet, man sit down and think about his thoughts, and think about his desires, and his actions, and say, oh, I am clean. And he ends there, and he's gone. Also, let's look at conscience. Conscience is a present sense of what is right or wrong. You see, it's in the mind. The conscience, where when we are thinking, It tells us what is right or wrong. And you know, conscience, I mean, as I said, God gives us the desires, the heart, and the thought. So conscience, God also gives us the conscience. That one too is now vain and sinful. It's corrupted by now because of sin. And because of our sinful nature, our conscience, which will tell us what is right and wrong, has also been corrupted. So the desires of the heart is now corrupted, is deceptive. The conscience that also judges us what is right or wrong is also vain and also corrupted because of our sinful nature. In Psalm 51, verse 5, David tells us that, "Behold, I was shaping iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." The echo also said, "My book just a woman, a pen, your man, a woman afro. I did a problem, and the problem is between your pen. In a yes, I was what I agree. One more, your word, you said, I'm going to my young who said, the way Papa way of one, and also one in tea, and also asking. If we said, a kind of 51 verse 5 or 6, they said, now money muna, yeah, you me. Now money muna, me, mammy, away, mammy, woman. Obi biara abasa since born in Yahweh. Since if you are Adam, born in Yahweh. So because we are all from Adam, we are all corrupted, we are all sinful, we are all shaped in sin and iniquity, and our mothers have given birth to us in sin. We also will give birth to our children in sin. And they will have evil desires and what? Corrupted conscience. And if now our judge is corrupt, what do you think of the judgment of the judge? The conscience is corrupt. That's what you tell us what is right and wrong is corrupt. Yet people are not like a change, they hear the end, you know. Yes, I said, Bible says, Bonnie has said, and then our brain says, yeah, a change, they have a final day, Bonnie, I did a bit more. In the, I mean, in the normal court, if you know that the judge is corrupt, he takes bribes and he always waits judgment, who trusts that judge? Even if he has given the right judgment, you say, no, there's something under it. Yeah, if you're your court, you have to hear someone. If you judge, you are not there, they are the bribe, or they are the Mudia, they are the Mudia. Or Mark, or who are the Mudia, or who are the Mudia, you know. Why are they a channel by engineer? And that is how a sunny argument here. See, you're now one of the Umbria who see your one of one, suddenly for argument here, who be Viara, Christo, and you who may be Christo, the Yamuko, and Emma Uprono. Why do you know a cell, a show, the Indian? I said, no matter how good you think things are, you have, I mean, Bible says you are corrupt. Your mind is not right, and you cannot expect any good thing from your mind. So in Matthew 7:18, we are told, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Or say, if you are born, it's like that. When, I mean, you have a lemon cannot bring out orange unless you change it. I mean, you bad it and change the nature. So, lemon will bring lemon, correct? Orange will bring orange. So, and I said that until our minds are renewed, our minds are washed with the blood of Christ, because that is the only thing that can wash away sin, that can clean all the corruption that sin has done. Until such is done, and that we become God's children, our minds and our hearts are corrupt. It's not that faith can make us any good before the eyes of, in the eyes of God. In the eyes of men, when we look good and perfect and respectable people, but before God, we are the most corrupt and most sinful of all. So we have come to Lord Jesus Christ, and His blood has washed us from our sins as He took the cross and shed His own precious blood. God, it's for this purpose, so that man can have a clear heart to be able to think about, desire things that God wants him or her to desire, and to think about the thing God wants him to think according to His will. That's why Christ went to the cross, so that when our hearts are renewed and washed with His own blood, we can have that state where we can really think of doing things that are right in the eyes of God. So, I'll go to my second part of the verse, which says that, "But the Lord will hear the Spirit." We have considered that man thinking of his own ways as pure is deception. In a state of, I mean, his natural condition, where he's not, his mind is not renewed, where his heart has not been changed, where Christ has not washed him with the blood, his blood, that state, whatever he thinks is pure, is sinful and is deception. The second part is by the Lord weigh the spirit, meaning that God measures our actions by our motives, whether good or bad. The idea is that I think I'm going to assume a crowd or a general another man. And then I said, I'm going to assume a normal alien or not to assume to buy a territory. And I said, I'm going to a corner and I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, So whether it is good or bad, he judges what we do by his perfect knowledge of us. God knows us than ourselves. He knows our deceptive heart. He knows our corrupt conscience. We don't know that. Our best thinking, our best thing cannot help unless God is going to reveal such things to us. So God judges us by perfect knowledge of what he knows our hearts and desires are. You know, how do we judge us? They only judge us by what we do. Is that not so? If even people try to judge our motives, they go wrong because they don't know the actual motive why he or she does that. Or if I also try to judge, that's why it is bad to presume. You look at somebody and you think that this person is doing that or that. No, we don't presume. It's wrong to presume as Christians because we don't know the motives by which people do many things. We only say, oh, they are doing good or bad because of what they have done. You cannot judge them. It's only God who can judge people's motives and their conscience. So it's very great thing when people begin to judge people's conscience. Okay. The air can say, who to me, I saw a Tibuan no situation, who said, yeah, you know, and the papa and I said, yeah, my father, because I said, and maybe say, who should be here now? Who be here? Who should be here? Now, who should be here? Now, who should be here? Now, who should be here? Everyone, if you say, Okuni to me about me as soon as I drink and an akuma in the water. The oil yellow in a chair, akuma and I drink a only three. But you know, as we have to look on people's, I mean, actions and judge God, that is not so with him. He is omniscient God, he is the all-knowing God. In Hebrew 4:13, we are told that neither is any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. They say, abode ye fear ni wa, en yangu pon eni ni niya se, ah, she say, or can he say? Now, say, di biya, epiye ule ni, na, onone yangu pon a, yenye ni woye. If we say, onone obetu ni, efu ye, ya gwi mu, ya kume mu, na, we, osusu ye, we, 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 so, it is God alone who can, who has the right to judge our conscience and our motives, even not even ourselves. Our personal judgment is wrong. It's the God of all the spirit of, is the God of the spirit of all flesh, Romans 7:16. He is the one who has given, I mean, life to all flesh. He's the creator of life, and as such, all are accountable to him. Now, good point. And when I wear this here, and then when I will be asking, and one in via, and come on, I am quite young. Only like this, will be asking. Like, you need party, you have no idea. As from home. If you say, you be good water, if you say, I'm my age, sir, to go on and say, Papa, no money, and one in Papa, no money, and one, I know the answer, and I'm not ready, and I'm for my name, you fight, I say, if that's saying, I'm going to be a time on your mind, yeah, you see, I've been born in Asia, Puma, I'm going to end him. So God will judge us to reward and according to our works. It's not a great thing that as I don't know myself, that in my actions are even wrong before God, naturally, and God is the one who will judge me. That's a great thing to think about. Then how do I know that God will judge me right or wrong? And I said, unless our hearts are changed, unless Christ has washed us with his own blood and made us to be pure according to Christ's righteousness, where God can look upon us and our sins will be forgiven us in Christ. Until then, our actions, our thoughts, our desires be punished by God. He doesn't only look on the action, he looks upon the heart and judges us. Whatever evil thing we have said in our heart, God will judge us. Okay. The other kind of say, now who can so or cry and drain no any to boy tell you? The Bible says, oh no, will be
obetumi egbu ya tono na ye nuno be ye nuno be nya atemu da no onu no begbu ya tefi se onu pe no obetumi ehu se dia na ya na se na me so so aka se na so onu obemu se dia ye ye na se nya dia na mu na dia ye ye wo asem e da ye so pa na ni asem da no so e ni a Kristo pa ne bonen che no ni a Kristo hu ko ne hu fi ni bona ho ni a Kristo se sa na kuma ne na dwini sa ni pa no dia na had as if you said o se bu na te ba ni aya sa no boni ya ko ne boni ye de boni a che no na wo nya sa 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 Kristo di ma no ba bo se oni a tembu ase ni boni nya ya tu Kristo so e wa tembu ya no so na ni Kristo che ni ama no je ko ni akopon ma so o de boni yo fo de o boni ni boni nya de ba che no. Okay, so in considering our text further, we shall observe this, that firstly, how people falsely estimate themselves as pure. We are going further. Well, our text tells us that all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. And how do people do this? Let's go further. They compare themselves to others. That's one of the main things people do. People making themselves think they are pure, they compare themselves with others. Many judge themselves good by the conduct of others. He sit down and look at what others are doing, and oh, I'm better than them. So what I'm doing is better. That's what people do. Okay, so they just see few things in their lives that oh, okay, it can be changed. But others, they have a sin or like beams on their lives. No, that is what people do. People think others so sinner than themselves, even if they are the same kind of character. They think people are worse than themselves. In Luke chapter 8, verse 11. We have an example here. The Pharisee and the publican, they went to pray. And look at what they said. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus to himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Look at him. He's praying. And he sees himself as a better person. Now, sir, Pharisee needed to journey echo some kobom by. The American said, a student and the people who say, oh, the new more idea, yes. Now, because maybe Breno, or the people who are going to talk a bit more about Mubwa and Yam, no, the only so, I'm the air cracker. At least, I'm one and one year, I'll go to Yasa. And yes, you know, so good morning. Now, make us say, which is that your institution so Bible to say, for a scene, he be near to Jinibium Bombay, for a scene, you know, can your account say, oh, John, all Bombay, say, a rally. Bedawasi. Men tisa edimu. It is for emim before our self for any imbusa or tujini. That is how people see themselves. They might not speak with their mouth, but that's how many people see themselves as good. And they praise themselves. That's what they are doing. And you see, mostly when people estimate themselves, they categorize things. And put some things so worse than other things, so that if they are not doing the worst thing, then they are better. That's what people do. If you some check money more, check money so that money where they are, and where they are, and you know, but money where they are, that's how the part is. But Bible says that God is light, and He's God of truth, and in Him there's no darkness at all. So how can you take that money now? Which is another way to answer. No, you are going to do. Now me and him yet, or your high. Or a crown crown, but if you are and to go and say, oh, they are not their opinion. We cannot go to God with any speck of sin. Every sin is a sin before God, whether we imagine it big or not. And mostly when people are brought up in a religious home, I mean, maybe I was brought up from a religious background, my parents go to church, but then myself, I've not experienced true conversion. That's another greater ill, because as you go to church, you hear about the Bible. I mean, you know the Ten Commandments. I know, don't do this. So you have some idea of not doing some things which God don't like, some things which God like, or what? And all that. And you know, most of the time, when they are a bit submissive to their parents, such children don't commit themselves with outward sins, like many, many things you see children on the street are doing. So, in that case, in their context, most people in that case, though unconverted, they see themselves as good and better than children that are maybe living in maybe a place where their parents may be worshipping idols and traditionalists, and they care that they think, oh, for them, they don't have any knowledge of God. No! That is not the case.
And even further, they can even pride themselves in regular church attendance. They are always Sunday, every Sunday they are church and they pray. I mean, they put up religion. They support the work of God in offerings, tithes, whatever it is. And they actually, I mean, somehow, I mean, have some desire that, oh, there should be, I mean, churches so that people can worship. People can entertain such ideas when they have a religious upbringing. But you know, when such people, God weighs their pride, when He weighs their lust, their self-love and greediness, they may be found wanting before God. When their pride in life are brought before God, when they are lost about things, their self-love, how they have not committed themselves to Christ. Because anyone who has not committed his or life to Christ, love him or herself. God Christ said, deny yourself and take up your cross. Nipa, they have become that Nipa, oh, Christ said, yeah, it's still if you are, we are now on fast story, and you may pray, I hope I'm more on you. But you're not so young, on you against that crime, and you are against society. And you are sorry, or one pire, or dead, or you are Christian, or sorry, Juma, or your people saying, sorry about Kosuma, and I'm a son of Apostle. But in your linear nature, standing power is because of you said, oh, yes, I hope one is the son against the son of Commander Sano, I think Christ was any more better than whom you are. The Apostle also signed the pain of my soul. Now, Connor, any bit of pain of him, any need prayer or what? Because these are the things people don't think about. My pride in life. People sometimes think that, oh, when I'm fired here and I don't brag about my things, I'm not proud. No, pride can be in the heart, nobody knows. Self love can be in the heart, nobody knows. And I said that self love, then because I'm Obibiara only Christ will repent of him. If we say, Christ will say, so I ban him, I was all poor, now ban him. And to be only Christ will repent of him. Whoever don't, is not in Christ, love him or herself. He loves her sins. He loves her thing, her way of life. He loves it. But Christ said, put that thing off and come to me. And come and have a new life, a new way of life, a new ambition to love. Never anna, abraboni da swan hofro. Any of our what type of role? I said, who was that to be any sound by Christo? He said, who found channel Christo? And so, or not back to our brother. Now, if it's always Christo, now, what do I think about Brad? He and Christo say, for whom not Brad in the channel. As a for whom I found in the channel, your baby and so Christo, it is still under condemnation. So, see that people don't consider these things, their self love, how they love themselves, and their pride and love about things. And the grief that they have. When people are brought before God in this way, many will be found wanting. Let's look at further illustration. Financial companies and how they cover up things. You know, recently, I mean, a few years ago, many financial institutions were found wanting by the financial law. And the Bank of Ghana has to bring many of them to a close and their operations of that. But what came up was that many have balance sheets and account records that were cooked up. For years, they will do their accounts and the assets, they declare assets which they don't have about people they write. They also cover their losses and inefficiencies. They cover them up in their accounts. And also their growth, they lie about it. I remember one company, he tried to start many other branches. So I remember he was even given an award that a company that has really tried to develop itself so fast in the few years. But when this issue came that the law were applied, all his companies were closed because it was lies. And that is how sometimes people do. These financial institutions were found false and liars and defective when they were really brought to task. They were investigated. They looked about their things and they saw that what they were doing were wrong and that they hadn't been defrauded and have cheated. Although some of these banks have been escaped and they might be still operating because it's humans who have to check them and all that. But God's trial of our religion, our religious claims will be the most accurate and decisive. If our religious claims are brought before God Whatever judgment God will pass on it, nothing will be hidden from him.
It will be decisive.
Do we claim that we are born again, we are saved? God knows it. He knows our hearts. He knows if we are in the eyes of people, we might not. People cannot accurately judge us. And even if they tell us we are wrong, they can't punish us. Because God do have to punish us. I, the Lord, says the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his deeds. He will judge according to our ways, but he also judges us according, he searches the reins, our innermost part of us. So you see, these financial institutions were able to cover up and have their own way, but not before God. They cooked up, financial accounts and all that, but that's not so before God. God will weigh with accurate scales and weight. He looks in the deeper of a human heart, the deep of our heart. And as I said, it's our claim to be born again true. Are we really the people of Christ? Have we denied ourselves? Have we gone to him and asked for his pardon? Have we given our life to him? Have we asked him that he wash us from our sins and renew our hearts and renew our minds? If we deceive ourselves about this, we cannot deceive God. God will bring everything to exposure. The ayah can also say, So let's look at the next thing. So people look at other things and cover up their sins, and also look at what people say or what people do and look at themselves as good. Another fact also that some also measure their morality by social norms. When society agrees that it is accepted, then that is their law. It doesn't matter what the Bible says. So some of these people, they might not be religious, because most people who want to level their morality by societal norms, most are not religious. They seem to be, they only care about bad and wrong, but they don't present religious. And sometimes they even think they are wiser than believers who are being religious, because they say, oh, we can do this and that, but you people cannot do that and that. And that, sometimes they even call believers fanatics. They can say, oh, They are okay with societal norms. The norms that humans have set up to accept, to regulate them in the community or in the country, they are okay with that. So to confirm their self-deception, such people give nice names to sin. Dishonesty is smart. greed as prosperity. I mean, that is what, I mean, some of these, I mean, societies, because when people prosper, that doesn't matter how they prosper. But when you come to the Bible, you have to check yourself, was I greedy or not? But no, society, he has done well, he has prospered. Oh, But is that what you call a body prayer? And only a church of a body. Is that what the Bible tells us about somebody who has lived well? Is it, sometimes when I look at a obituary, I say, oh, a life well lived. And I say, oh, I wish they would consider the Bible if truly it's a life well lived. Well, a life well lived is a life that you lived as a sinner saved by grace, and knowing it and living for God. If you live for this world, it's not a life well lived. It's a life poorly lived. A life that will end you into everlasting fire. Is it a life well lived? No, people they don't know. And these people, as I said, they are irreligious. And it is also sad that this irreligion of these people are that which is trained our generation for the future. Because that is what society teaches, and that is what makes our society. So in such ideas and thoughts and kind of culture, sin is addressed against my neighbor, not against God. Those who see sin as what society has set as a standard, they always, so when you do something, it's not against God, it's against my neighbor. It's my neighbor that I have to do. So if I'm able to say with my neighbor, God is out of the question. And that is a deception. So let us know that whoever deceives himself about sin does not mean that he is free from the condemnation of sin. When you deceive yourself by accepting societal norms and living by it as that which you regulate you, the condemnation of sin will await you. The society might not condemn you, they might approve of what you do, but God will judge you, and the sin that you have done, you will be condemned by it. In Ecclesiastes 12:14, we are told that, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And God will bring everything to judgment. It doesn't matter what society tells us about what is right or what is wrong. We owe our judgment to God. He only can judge us. So it does not matter what names we are given to sin wherever we live. At the day of judgment, God shall weigh it whether it was against his law or not. So in fact, and then we ask it, the Almighty has two ideas to himself. Where yet, now where yet. And that is would have a panel. Therefore, attend. So, if it is so, there is no right to accept what sin is by God's law now and find mercy with him. If only God, and truly God is the only one who will judge us, then are we not to accept his judgment on sin? That this is sin. This what his word tells us is sin. And then seek mercy from him. Because God doesn't only tell us about our sin, he tells us of the way to escape the punishment for our sin, and leading to bring a stop to our sinful life. The Ecclesiastes said, Then we are deceived by mere men and what they say, and what they say it should be judged as wrong or not. Those people who think that the law of God, word about sin is sin and what is not sin, they don't care. They think that it's not important to them. They are having their way in the world. Yes, it's in this world they will have their way, but not at the day of judgment. At the day of judgment, nobody will have his way. Just recently, I read something on the internet from a prominent politician in the U.S. She's called Nancy Pelosi. And that's what she said. She appeared on a television program. She said, drag queens is all what America is about. Do you know what drag queens, like men dressing like women with wigs and makeup, everything, and acting like women and doing many things like women. And sometimes now they even have, like, they go to libraries and read stories to children, all that, making it for the children to see that, oh, I mean, men can be women, and promoting this, gays and lesbian and all that. And this woman said that America is all about drag queens. It's about drag. Because he said that there, you are free to express yourself as how you want. And that is what society is about. She is a prominent, she's a speaker. I mean, for them, they have women, but she's a speaker in the parliament of the U.S. And that's what she can say. And why, say what? America is about this. It's what, is that what America was about? No. And in, it's not only in America, it's everywhere. Just recently, I heard one politician also saying that, oh, they should leave gay and lesbians to have their way after all their own life. Is that their own life? Oh, no. The life that they will give, they will be accountable for before God. So she approved, this woman approved a very culture that is training the younger generation to accept sexual morality as accepted human behavior. This happens, they are promoting the children to see that sexual morality is nothing. I mean, it's just, it's part of our human behavior. And that is what is filling up our generation. And it's all that is about. But in the same chapter 6, Proverbs 16, verse 16, we are told that there's a way that smites right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In life, many things people think are deserving, enjoyable, pleasant, but they could be way leading to death. They will be way that will lead us to life that will be irreparable. And there are many who are traveling on the ways of death. Yet, in their imagination, they are right. Is that what many people in the world think? They are enjoying sin, moving on. As the psalmist said, they are prospering in the world. They are having the best of the day. So they think that, oh, if we were doing wrong, why are we prospering? That is the ignorance of God, the ways of God. Always, as the Bible, the wicked seem to be always at ease, but their judgments are always heavy. And why are many people traveling on this way of death? Because the common way of life, in the world, the way of the world, is the way of this present evil world that we live in. It's very common. We are born into it. We are bred into it. The education we have is the way that leads us to sin. Because the education without the knowledge of God, what does it make people proud, boastful, careless, indifferent to people? That is what our education makes us. And then we live for ourselves. That's all it does. So if we are not God's people and we are even educated, it becomes a sin for us. It makes us begin to despise what the Bible tells us. How many people who are not educated who despise the Bible? They read it and cast doubt about it. Even some who are not educated, they will just take what you tell them. But some who are well educated will cast, they will just read the Bible and tell you this or that. So this is a common way of life in the world. In Matthew 7:13-4, we are told that for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few that will come to Christ. Few that will see their sinfulness and see that they are deficient before God and will come to Him. And there are only few who see their deficiency. There are only few who want to despise sin and embrace the life which is in Christ Jesus. Bible says, if you bring down a number, a quiet year, a quiet year, a quiet year, or see a son, and you bring a number, so now that a year, and a crap, we are see a quiet, yeah, we are two, and we are see a few, and if you say a non-name, a quiet or see a pastor, a quiet year, one name, no, there are no papa call, or say, never more say, if I give a number, a quiet year, 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 a year, a quiet year, a quiet year, a quiet year, a your first word, you're beating your foot. It's a quiet super, and pray you've been better at. So I come to my last part and I'll close. How to have the right balance on God's righteous scale. We have seen, how we have judged, people with natural mind, with unconverted heart, though they judge themselves right, they are wrong before God. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. So our text tells us that the way of morality is determined by God alone. Only God
can judge us about what is right and wrong. And in His word, if we know His word, that is how we can know. Then if He is the only one who can judge us about right and wrong, then He must determine our righteousness. So I'm not praying about me, our trend, He must determine our righteousness also. And the sad thing is that many people think that to be righteous before God is just repent. When I've stopped doing this or that, I'm righteous. No. That is making up your own righteousness. Some people think that when I have stopped doing this, I'm righteous. No. The Bible pray, yes, say, young one every time I change the energy, then also not change the ethnic in the year. I'm saying, the Bible have come, if we say, I'm full, so. So, or Jai Sai Braboino, or yes, I do it here. Now, why I tell you, I mean, I'm saying that, yes, I'm about going to show. Just about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were on the station, I think we met a young man, he told us that their pastor started to teach about holiness. And he himself has started personal studies into it, and he has understood many things about holiness, so he has begun to amend his life so that he can live right. But the meaning is that to him, holiness or to be righteous is just to repent of your sinful habits. Okay, we have stopped to be holy is to hate sin, so I've stopped doing things that I know they are sin. But that is wrong, but yes, this is a common error about salvation, but for many. When I've stopped this and that, I'm righteous. But that's not what the Bible teaches about righteousness. How God's righteousness is, that's not what it says. So many have mixed the doctrine of repentance, justification, sanctification, and at the end, they are wrong about salvation. All that they think about is do and do. And that's not salvation. When you are on the street, you hear many preachers telling people to change their lifestyle, and that is all. Oh, what you are doing is sin, stop, and that's all. Or you hear that if you do so and so sin, you go to hell. If you do so and so sin, you will not go to hell. Yeah, But that's not what the Bible tells us. The Bible doesn't teach us that. So they mean that if you stop that so and so sin, you have earned heaven. Sin is not just stopping sin. No, that's not it. And how do you know you have really stopped sin? Even if you ask yourself. It is true we must repent and stop our sins. Yet repentance does not make anyone righteous before God. Yes, we have to stop our sin. We have to take it when we come to Christ. But that's not where our salvation lies. The Bible tells us that what? In Galatians 2:16, it says that knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Jesus of Christ, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Bible in Yanuya or the Maya says, Men himself, Yakupo Mbu Obiabu, or Mra Njumaso. If, say, Yakupo Bekas and Mwati, the Achininia, and yet Papa may yet in a man of Mwati. Born in the meeting, because Papa now, Isaiah, Pakaja, Brazil, and Jumabuki, our good works we can do by thinking about what God tells us. The Bible tells us it's like filthy rats. So it's not our good works that saves us, but by faith of Jesus Christ, which is by faith, which is on what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. When you put your trust in what Christ did by offering himself in place of sinners, offering his blood as the only payment for sin, which God accepts, which God was satisfied to accept, when you rest your hope in that and trust that as your salvation, as even we have believed in Jesus Christ, and you owe that one that because of that, you come to the Lord and ask him for forgiveness. That is where your righteousness comes from. Say, I will show the priest to who will attend the answer. No shame, the moja go, the chia moneka. So, but you don't remember to say, no, and then I go for a jar too. Say, or the chia moneka. Now, the revelation was saying, no, you know, over 1 inch. No, so, and only 10 years. And only I go for a small year, so we are training. But one guy said, we are the one. We are still sinner as you are. It says that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. Psalm of the year, yes, I did it, and ẹnu náà ẹkọ bẹ gbé sí ẹyẹ tẹnìyẹ fọ ọwọ lẹni yẹbẹ kú yẹ bímọ nyàmìyẹ ni so ṣe yàn fún ẹwúrọ àti kristo díẹ wáyé ẹsùn náà ṣe yẹ díẹ hó tú yẹ ẹnu ìyún máa sọ pé and not by the works of the law ẹnyẹ ẹbí ẹ ẹsùn ẹhún ẹyẹ mú díẹ kókó asẹm kásẹ o yẹwò ẹmẹ ẹnyẹ wò ẹnu náà ẹmá yẹ mpa jẹ dáadáa ẹnu yẹ pàtẹ ẹnu mọ mpa jẹ ẹnu mọ ohun tí wọn yàn kókó ẹni so for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified so ọsẹ ẹmúrán túmọ nù ní ọsẹ ẹmúrán túmọ nù yẹ nù ẹmọ òbí ẹnyẹ ẹbí bú ọyàn kókó ẹni no one be justified before God by stopping something and doing something but by resting or hope on the Lord Jesus Christ what he has done for sinners. Yes, it's good to do bad, good things when we learn from the Bible, but that's not where our salvation lies. Our salvation lies in our faith in Christ Jesus, when we have rested our hope in Him alone, nothing from ourselves, as we believe that Christ alone and His grace alone in Him. So, friends, for us to have the right balance on God's scale is to have the righteousness which is in Christ Jesus. In Acts 17, we are told, the Bible tells us that God has put a day he's going to judge the whole world in righteousness, but that man which he has to described by Christ's righteousness is going to measure it by Christ's righteousness. And ask yourself, can I meet that righteousness which is in Christ if I don't have this? The whole point is that the people of the world are going to be and now it's just to be able to be able to Christ will change it. So I'm going to be able to say that the Papa is going to be Christ to be able to be so Christo dia and the atemudano ebebufo. So unless you have the righteousness of Jesus Christ, yours cannot stand a day of judgment. So as we have learned that the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord wear the stone. Yes, let's fear and run to this provision for us, which is on the cross. That's where mercy lies. For our own eyes will always, our hearts will always deceive us, our mind will be, when we are believers and you don't live according to scriptures, our hearts will deceive us, our thinking may deceive us, but only God can show us what is right and wrong, and not society, and not what people have made right or wrong. And also, finally, where to have freedom from our own uncleanness by our own sins is through Jesus Christ and what He has done on the cross of Calvary. So, if you repent and come to Him and call upon Him, the Lord, He has always said that whoever call on Him, He will never reject, He will never cast away. So come and call on Him and ask Him that through His mercy, your sins will be forgiven you. Let's pray.